Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
on the Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We'll be here, of course, till 1 o'clock. And Mike's on. Frances on the Fan will come your way. And then there were three. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, what do you want to start today? You want to start tonight with the cheapness of the Mets as they can't even sign Brian Shaw or Tommy Hunter? We can start with that. With a good night in the basketball world for our teams. We had a good night last night. I was very annoyed with Mark Jackson all night long, but still, both teams win, so you got to be happy about that.
Yeah, I think that before we crush the Mets some more, and they deserve it, and they're an embarrassment, and they hate their fans.
Yes, oh, God, they do.
We should put a smile on everybody's faces, because it's not like I came in today upset and you're happy, or vice versa.
No.
Both of our basketball teams played in New York City yesterday.
Yep.
And I want to start off by saying that the Brooklyn Nets had the better celebrities, okay?
Did you?
You guys had Magic. You guys had fathers of basketball players.
Right.
You guys even had Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes. He was sitting right next to Magic. I noticed that.
Do you know what two fellows were at Barclays last
night?
Tell
me, who was there?
Jamal Adams and Marcus May.
Oh, baby.
Oh, what a day.
There you go.
Yeah.
God bless.
That's right.
There you go.
And
Jamal Adams, who, you know, he saw it coming where the coach didn't.
Oh, exactly.
But anyway.
He should be the coach at this point.
It couldn't be worse.
You know, if you were watching Knicks Lakers, you saw some brilliance at Alonzo Ball and some of the great potential he has.
Yep.
You saw some brilliance out of your boy.
Yep.
The French prince, Frank Ntilikina.
He was very good last night. Michael Beasley was very good last night.
He was. But truthfully, let's all be honest. Let's take a deep breath. The best point guard in New York City last night, despite some horrible decisions in the fourth quarter, was my guy Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, he had a very good game, no doubt.
Another game with 6-plus assists. But you know what? I thought last night, from a Knicks fan perspective, and look, they have a ton of home games. It's going to finally start to even out soon.
Yep.
But I thought
they better
start
winning on the road. They got one win on the road.
Well, yeah, and they're going to have to, or else the season's going to spiral because they've played double the amount of games in their own building than on the road.
No doubt.
But I thought last night wasn't great basketball, but I thought that third quarter was very entertaining.
The craziness that went back and forth with Porzingis and Ball and all of that. Yeah, that was kind of wild, yeah.
But I thought what you saw late in this game was Kristaps Porzingis continue to do historical things statistically, and you mentioned it. I got to give this guy credit, even though I still overall think he stinks. But Michael Beasley was good enough to force himself to remain on the floor in the fourth quarter in overtime. And I thought the biggest play of the game is when he cleaned up the McDermott miss.
Yeah, to tip in and put him ahead for good. 105-103 at that point.
Yeah, I thought that was a huge play by him. And Frank, you know, here's the impressive thing about Frank. He showed some confidence in his shot
last night. A lot. You know, one thing, this guy's got a lot of moxie. You know, he's got a lot of guts to Ntilikina. You know, he really is. I mean, he's a tough guy. You know, we saw he wouldn't back down to LeBron. And there's no doubt in my mind that last night, you know, the sight of Lonzo Ball and all the ballers there last night at courtside, that had to inspire Ntilikina as well. It had to.
And don't lose sight on the distractions. Don't lose sight because of the distractions. You can see what Lonzo Ball has.
Oh,
the
no
guy's
question.
Got a chance to be a tremendous basketball player.
No question.
Does he have to fix his shot? Yeah. I mean, even the free throw
shooting.
Hit
some threes, though, last night.
He actually did. Coming into the game, I think he was shooting about 24% from three.
Wasn't good.
But the court vision that he has, the way he pushes the tempo, the length that he has, it's not going to happen overnight, but the guy's got a chance to be a very, very special player.
Yeah, I would agree.
No doubt about it.
And they got to say, look, the Lakers got a lot of nice young players. I mean, they really do. What's his name? The guy,
Brandon Ingram.
Well, Ingram and the other guy, Kuzma. How do you say his name? Kuzma.
Let's not bring him up. Kyle Kuzma. We don't want to talk about it. That was the net pick, Joe.
Yeah, I figured that.
Oh,
but him,
he's tremendous. Though,
you know,
seriously.
Julius Randle's back and healthy. You know, they got some young players now.
They have young players, but the thing about the Lakers, and I think Lonzo Ball has a chance to be a star, a different kind of star.
Yeah,
Jason Kidd-like star.
You're more of that kind of guy.
But.
Right?
And I don't want to judge him on last night because I've seen Brandon Ingram play about four or five times this year. I don't think he's that good.
Well, he
I think he's a talented guy.
He didn't make a basket till somewhere in the fourth quarter last night.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a franchise guy.
Right.
I think Kuzma's great value where they got him late in the first round, no doubt about it.
Right.
And we talked about this a few weeks ago. Julius Randle's gone at the end of the year. They're not keeping him because they're going to have to denounce his rights so they can go make a push for LeBron and Paul George and go star hunting. But, no, they've got talent. I thought it was a fun game. I mean, it's two teams that are not, in my opinion, they're not playoff teams, but they're clearly on the rise. You know, they're doing it the right way.
Yep.
They've got young players.
Yeah.
And, you know, good for the Knicks pulling it out because I think that would have been a bad loss if you didn't pull it out. Let's be honest.
I'll tell you one thing, too. When they showed last night, you know, Perry and Mills sitting courtside, and for once, I looked at the two guys that are running the team. I said, you know what? These guys might actually know what they're doing. I have to say, I looked at those two guys, and I said, wow. They might actually know what they're doing.
Well, they pulled off, and you've mentioned it, and it's obvious to all of us, a really good deal on Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, phenomenal. Phenomenal deal.
And it's gotten, get this, it's gotten so bad early on in Oklahoma City.
They're coming to the Garden this weekend,
Saturday
right?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
The rumblings have already started about abandoning ship and dealing Paul George. It's already started. I was reading Mitch Lawrence this morning that they're going to have to make a decision because, you know, if they don't turn around and they don't think they're a championship team, what are you doing? You may as well break it up. But it's interesting for the Thunder, tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken, they go to Indiana, the George reunion.
Oh, is that what it is?
And then Saturday, they're at the Garden of Melo reunion.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what type of reaction Melo is going to get, mainly because I don't know what the clientele is at Madison Square Garden anymore.
Well, last night, there was a ton of Laker fans there last night. I mean, it was like, you know, half the crowd was Laker fans last night, which is disturbing, but not, you know, not surprising.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Well said.
But... You know, I don't know. I mean, I'll give Melo a nice, polite standing ovation. I don't want to go crazy. I mean, he was a decent Nick. He was a good Nick. You know, let's not get too crazy beyond that, even though he listened to Mark Jackson last night. I tell you, Mark Jackson, I've never had any problem with Mark Jackson. I liked him as a player. He's a New York guy.
You want him to coach the team a couple of years
ago. I want
him
to coach. You know, that's fine. All of that, but I didn't need to hear what he was selling last night. First of all, he made LeVar Ball's the greatest humanitarian that ever lived. I mean, give me a break, okay? Let's start with that. And LeVar's high fiving Spike, and he's, you know, doing a dance with Magic and all of that. You know, the crowd, all of that. So I didn't need to hear that. And then he's telling me how great Melo was, how we should go delirious over Melo. Well, okay, Melo was a good Nick. I got no ill will towards Melo. But, you know, let's slow down. He's not Patrick Ewing. Calm down.
I agree with you on that. I think when you react to somebody coming back, a lot of it is the circumstances. So let's use Paul George as an example.
Right, right.
I think we would all agree that Paul George did more for the Indiana Pacers than Melo did for the Knicks.
I would agree
with
that.
And he was drafted by them.
I'm with you.
With that said, I'd boo the crap out of Paul George if I was a Pacer fan.
For taking off, you mean?
He was classy in that it wasn't a sneak attack, but he said to them, I'm not re-signing.
You may as well
get rid of me.
Right.
But he left me.
He did.
I had him. He was great.
Right.
He left
Melo
me.
Melo was a different story. They were pushing him out the door anyway.
And I think that's different.
Right. Like, it is different.
So
from that aspect, look, I'm not saying you should boo him. I think you should stand for him.
But
let's not sit there for 20 minutes.
I agree, but what would you do if you were a Pacer fan with Paul George? Would you boo the crap out of him?
I wouldn't be happy with him.
Okay.
That's different.
Now,
you're 100%
exactly.
Right.
And Paul George was clearly a better Pacer than Melo was a Knick.
Yes.
So it has nothing to do with that.
Yes.
So we could sit here all day and say they didn't win anything.
Right,
they had one good year, 54 wins. Sometimes it's not about that. Here's why I would cheer him. And I wouldn't go delirious, but I would cheer him.
Yeah, no, I'd cheer him. I'd stand for him politely.
The guy, and don't blame him, even though you could, for what the Knicks gave up. Carmelo Anthony said to the Denver Nuggets, I am going to the New York Knicks.
Right,
I don't care about the Nets.
No,
I don't care about anybody else. So you have a guy that said, I want to come to this team. And he came to this team. And he wanted to be here. And then Phil Jackson gave him a bad contract,
which
is, again, not Melo's fault.
No, of course not.
And then pushed him out and treated him badly.
You're dead on.
But
there should be no ill will for Knicks fans on Melo. I would agree with
and
that.
And that has nothing to do with what he did here.
Right. Because,
again, Paul George did more in Indiana than Melo did in New York.
Yeah.
But I think the circumstances of I would boo the daylights out of Paul George.
Yeah.
Just like I'd boo Darren Williams if the guy was capable of being an NBA player and came back. But I would cheer Brooke Lopez, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Brooke played last night.
Yes, he did.
And I was happy. I think he hit one. But every time he took a three, I was happy he put it up. I got to tell you. Brooks Taylor, a little too many
threes.
Because
he missed four of them?
Whatever it was, he missed a bunch of them. A little too many threes for Brooke, you know? And I love Brooke, you know that? And how come we didn't get Brooke? They didn't play the Nets yet in Brooklyn, did they?
No, they're doing that. Who are you talking about, the Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not yet, no.
Yeah,
because that's coming up.
We got to get him on.
I'd hope so.
We got to get Brooke on.
Brooke Lopez this season has not had a good year shooting the three ball. He was a lot better last year.
Well, he wasn't on the court for like most of the fourth quarter and the overtime at all.
Well, we saw, like, I mean, look at Enes Kanter. He couldn't stay on. He didn't play the fourth quarter overtime either.
And he had a good game, too. He went like 14-11.
He's clearly not healthy.
No.
You know, he's just
been walking around on crutches and he's been playing.
Yeah.
Looks like me.
That's not a positive thing at this point.
Of course not.
But you know what? They took care of business. They got to win. I would just be very cautious if I'm a Knicks fan with all these road games I got coming up.
Yeah, they
got
to start winning road games. I mean, you can't be losing. And they lose. And they've lost to garbage teams on the road. They lost to the Hawks on the road. They lost to the Bulls on the road.
That's the thing.
You know, you got to. You know, when you play, I don't expect you to beat Golden State on the road or San Antonio on the road. I don't expect you to win those games. But I mean, when they're playing a team that's on your level, and in the case of Atlanta and the Bulls, worse. You got to beat those teams.
No, you're 100% right about that. It's not just 1-8. It's Chicago coming off a game the night before.
Yeah.
You had them on a back-to-back.
Terrible.
You got to beat them that night.
Terrible.
And they have a stretch of games, and we've hinted at about it, coming up mostly in January and February, where they're basically on the road against some quality opponents.
Right.
That's why, look, they're 14-13. That's great. They got a long way to go.
No, they do. Oh, no. Bro, there's no question.
That's why I don't think they're a playoff team. I don't think they've done enough over these 27 games when 18 of them have been at home to say, oh, they're a playoff team.
If I'm not mistaken, I think last year they were 15-10.
Correct.
Before they totally went in the tank.
Yes, they actually got off to a better start last year.
So you don't know. Who knows? We still really don't know what they are. I mean, as far as, you know, them maybe getting into I think right now they'd be the eighth seed, but you're right.
They're not a playoff
team. Right now they're not because they can't win on the road.
Right.
So I don't know if I would call tomorrow a road game, but we'll see how that plays
out. No, it's not a road game. It's not
a road
game.
Would you say half the people in the building are Net fans?
No.
More.
Oh, Net fans?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be more Knicks fans.
Yeah. Okay.
Now.
You'll be there, though.
Yes, I'm going to be in the building. I got to support my team, even though I hate these nights. I hate when your stupid team comes into my building.
No, I understand.
And
your
arrogant fans who act like they've won a million championships.
Those people, they don't understand.
The one thing I got going for me, I'm going to give you some hope that I have. First of all, the Nets have played some really good defense over the last couple of games.
The Nets have been good.
They've been, they're 11-15.
But
that's a good thing.
Of course it is.
They won their 11th game last year in like February or whatever it was. But number one.
And you got a tremendous manager. I loved it. I love Marks and Atkinson. I have to say that.
Yeah,
they're very good.
They've been given nothing, and though Jaleel did not play last night.
Well, that's fine.
There was actually a chant at Barclays Center, Okafor.
Was there?
Okafor.
Stauskas didn't play either, right?
No, he didn't play either. But I'm telling you, there's a reason, and we're going to get Marks on. I don't know when it is, today or tomorrow. And I'm going to present him my theory, the conspiracy theory I have on Okafor.
Oh, you'll get Marks on?
I think we are getting him.
And we should. I mean,
he's the one general manager of a team I root for that'll talk to us.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, Garth will talk to us.
Team we root for?
Well, not you.
Yeah, no,
you're screwed.
None.
You have nobody.
Nobody will talk. No GM of any team I root for will talk to us.
That's right.
And the only one I really want to talk to is McCagnan.
Want to talk to Alderson?
No, I really don't. I really don't.
What?
I really don't, because he's not going to tell us nothing anyway. Not the McCagnan.
You think McCagnan's going to tell
you? Well, you know what? You're right. I would talk to Alderson.
Yeah.
And I'd say, why are you so cheap? Why do you hate the fan? The first thing I'd say,
he's not cheap.
No, here's what
Ownership
I would say.
Is cheap.
Why do you hate your fan base?
Yes.
That's the first thing I would ask him. Why do you hate your fan base?
There would be 7 seconds of silence.
And
then
there'd
be a cough. And then he'll say, well, we don't hate our fans.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Here's why I've hoped the Nets can beat the Knicks tomorrow night. Porzingis played a ton of minutes last night.
Did.
It was an emotional night, and you guys may look ahead to the Thunder.
Yeah, I don't know what they're
doing. The Melo game.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know about looking ahead. But I will say, though, I do like – look, Ntilikina was very, very impressive last night, no question. And I like – you know, look, no matter what happens this year with the Knicks, I like the direction they're going. And I think, like I said, probably for the first time since, you know, Ernie Grunfeld and Dave Checkets were running the team – that I can actually say, wow, you know, these two guys, Perry and Mills, look like they know what they're doing.
You know what?
I have to say that.
I feel the same way. I mean, even though my team is
11-15. No, definitely yours.
I feel confident about Kenny Atkinson's player development. He's taken over and really improved. Spencer Dinwiddie's the number one example, and we'll see what he can do with Stauskas and Okafor.
But
we've seen clear improvement from players.
The fact that Marks has managed to get the second and third pick in the draft from 3 years ago, and we don't know how they're going to play out. I know Russell's hurt. I don't know. That's a tremendous get.
No, that's a tremendous get.
Of course
but I'm
it
looking
is
at Kenny Atkinson developing players, and I like that.
Right.
I'm impressed by that.
Right.
But
right.
I agree with you. I'm on the same wavelength where I don't think the Nets are a playoff team. I don't think the Knicks are a playoff team. But I think that they have guys running the show right now that you have confidence
no
in.
No question about
now,
it.
Now, here's my warning. and this is to all of them, to Perry, to Marks, to all of you. That clock will tick, and it will start ticking.
Oh, it will tick.
So right now, let's hug it out. Let's have a great time. Yeah. Oh, that was great. That loving doesn't last forever.
Right.
Because I had a loving with Sandy Alderson for a while. And Mike McCagnan. Remember McCagnan? Yeah. What an offseason. He brought Regis back.
I know, McCagnan.
That loving didn't last forever.
Yeah. So better find a quarterback there, Mike. First thing you got to do is get a real head coach in here, but that's for another story. Let's give him an extension.
Right. And his track record on finding quarterbacks, epic when it comes to drafting guys.
Oh, my God. We'll never see Hackenberg. I'm convinced we will never see Hackenberg. Unless Petty gets hurt, Hackenberg will not see the light of day.
I think it's a fair shot that is the case.
Yep.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.